Everyone, please take their seats. Okay, I want to call the new Senate to order. My name is Manuel Sanudo from the library, and I have, after 27 years, developed a new look. I stood before you all those years as the chair or representative of the Elections Committee. There was no Elections Committee this year. I thought I was getting out of this, and they just drew me right back in again. I stand in front of you today as the outgoing secretary of the Academic Senate Executive Committee. So here I am again. Our first order of business is the Elections Committee report. Before anyone says anything, I would like to read out some additions and subtractions to the report. So please follow me. It'll be on page 1 and 1A of the report under Faculty Senators. Under Chemistry and Biochemistry, 2-year terms, the delegate is going to be Clendon. Wait a minute, okay. Delegate, Glendon McLachlan. The alternate, Uri Samuni. That's under Chemistry, Biochemistry, 2 years, Glendon McLachlan and Uri Samuni. Under Education and Community Programs, also 2-year seats, delegate Christopher Oliva, alternate Sarah Wolf. Under Drama, Theater, and Dance, 2 years, delegate Megan Healy, alternate Catherine Profeta. Profeta, P-R-O-F-E-T-A. Mathematics, 1 year, delegate Scott Wilson. Music department, 1 year for both the delegate and the alternate. The delegate is David Schober, S-C-H-O-B-E-R. And the alternate is Richard Sang. Under comparative literature, 1 year, cross out both the delegate and the alternate's names. So under comparative literature, you will cross out Claire Carroll and Andrea Khalil. There are no representatives in that department. I have no further amendments to the report. I would present the report for acceptance by the Senate. Questions? Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, let's get to number 2 then, nominations and elections. The first election is for the holder of the chair. Are there any nominations?
Elizabeth Lowe here, finesse alternate. I nominate Bobby Brody to be holder of the chair.
Bobby Brody's name has been placed in nomination. Any further nominations? None, seeing none. In that case, I'd ask the secretary to cast one vote for Bobby Brody, and welcome back.
Thank you, Manny. But just to make things official, I actually have a real name. It's Roberta. No one ever uses it. But okay. Next is nominations for deputy chair.
Good afternoon. My name is Kendra Singh, Senator at Large, and I'd like to nominate Michael Bento.
Other nominations?
How do you spell it?
B-E-N-T-O.
Hi, I nominate Alejandro Villanueva for deputy chair.
Okay. As usual, I've done things out of order and forgotten to. I'm just going to set this aside for a minute and ask Dave Fields to be my parliamentarian, without whom I am sunk. So, and now for.
The Charter of the Academic Senate requires that the officers of the Senate be elected from its voting membership. And if a student does not have a card, at the time of the election, you're not a voting member. And only voting members can run for office. So it is not in order for a non-voting member to run for deputy chair.
Mr. Bento, you do not have you're an alternate.
Alternates can run if they have a card.
Ms. Villanova, is she here? Okay. Any other nominations? Alejandra Villanova. There's only one candidate, but I'll be. He's not eligible because he's not a voting member at the present time. Any other nominations?
Hi, how are you? I would like to nominate Allison Azra.
Okay. Allison, is she? Now I'll put those names on the board and we'll have a vote. Right. In the order in which they were, I'm assuming there are no other nominations. In the order in which they were nominated, we would like you to speak. So, Ms. Villanova.
Hello. Okay. Hi, everyone. How are you? I'm Alejandra Villanueva. I'm an international business and economics double major, minoring in not only BALA, but also counseling services. This is actually my third year as senator. I'm currently a junior. My last 2 years, I was fresh soft senator and then sophomore junior senator, and this time I am an at-large senator. And this past year, I also held a seat in the executive committee. I'm running for deputy chair because this past year, I tried to sit, in exec, be able to learn what goes on so that this year, I could be able to use what I learned forward, be able to use it, and hopefully be able to help the committee when it comes to things such as making the agenda and everything else that goes into exec. So I would appreciate it if you guys would vote for me, and thank you.
Ms. Azara?
Hello, hi. My name is Allison Azra. I'm a major in psychology, going for linguistics and communication disorders. I'm official right now. We just won, so I'm senator of freshman sophomore, and I'm from SFC. I hope to make a change. And yeah.
Okay. Only people who are seated members who are holding a clicker can vote. So all you have to do is hold up your clicker. So, okay. All in favor of our first candidate, Alejandra Villanueva, raise your clicker. Okay. Now, Allison Azara. Okay, we're going to try again. Those who are wish to vote for Alejandra Villanueva, would you please stand and raise your card? Okay. Remain standing so that you don't get to vote twice, please. With the obvious exception. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you don't. So those for Alyssa, Allison Azava, please stand and hold your voting card. Okay, so. Okay. You need an absolute majority of 31 votes. We have 23 to 20. If you wish, you can speak again. If both candidates wish, they may speak again. Otherwise, we will be resolving this in... Okay. Just to repeat what Dave said, this then will go to the executive committee if no election is... If no one wins. So do you care to speak again, the two candidates? Okay.
Okay, I just want to say that as a freshman sophomore, as a freshman coming into school, I just want to get the experience. She's had the experience. I just hope I could get the experience and make change on campus, hopefully, with everybody's vote, just 3 more votes.
I mean, I guess when it comes to experience, I just want to say that because I do have the experience, I feel that I would be able to put that to good use as deputy chair. You know, I do feel that for to be able to gain the experience running as a member of the executive committee would be good. That way at some future point to be able to be the deputy chair, because as we all know, the responsibilities of the deputy chair include things such as chairing the actual Senate when the chair isn't here nor is unable to. So it would be, you know, good for someone with experience such as myself. Thank you.
Okay, one more vote. Standing for Alejandra Villanova. For Allison Azara. Please hold up your voting cards. Okay. Okay. No election. We're going to go on. Okay. For secretary, let's give Chris a chance to. Oh, okay.
I nominate Manny Sanudo.
Any other nominations? Seeing none, Manny Sanudo is our new secretary. And now the executive committee. Faculty members. We entertain. May I? From here? From here.
Okay. I'd like to nominate 2 faculty members from ECP, Christopher Oliva, and from accounting, Steve Solieri.
Thank you. Other nominations? I'd like to nominate Isabella Taylor from the library and Elizabeth Lowe from Finesse. Any other nominations? Then those are done. Student seats. There are 2, we can take 2 students. There are 3 student members on the executive committee, but presuming that the deputy chair will be a student, we're going to take nominations for 2 students. You do not have to be a member of the Senate to be a member of the executive committee.
I'd like to nominate Melanie Shiro.
Thank you, Jamie, but I have to reject this nominations, and instead I would like to nominate you, Jamie Robinson, for exec committee.
She rejected. Decline.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to nominate Ernst Pierre and Brian Edelman.
Come on, would you say that again? Just
say again.
Ernst Pierre and Brian Edelman. Right? Edelman? Yes. Okay. Additional nominations for student members? Okay. May I? Yes? No? Okay. I'd like you each to speak in the order in which you were nominated. You could speak from here if you don't want to climb the stairs.
Hi, everyone. I'm James Robinson. I'm an A student. I'm a junior. Recently elected chair of the Policy Board on Administration. Speaking about the Executive Committee, last year, I attended every session of the Executive Committee, and that's how dedicated I am to the Senate. I'm also the current chair of the University Student Senate LGBT Task Force, and I would ask for your vote and your consideration. Thank you.
Ernst Pierre.
Hello, everyone. Name is Ernst Pierre, and just observing the speech and listening to what Jamie has stated, I'm, you know, pretty sure everyone is aware of what he has accomplished over the, you know, years that he's been at every meeting and all those things. However, I strongly feel that SFC, which stands for Students for Change, we have come together because we feel like we can actually make a change on campus. Because evidently, you know, no one believed that we would be here today, and we got here by doing everything that is possible to get here. And I feel that Jamie has been, you know, holding those positions for whatever amount of time, but in reality, what has been done? I feel that we need to spruce up some new blood so that way we can make some things that are more effective, and that way we can truly make some change here. So vote for me.
Just a point of information, James Robinson did not hold a position on the executive board in the past. Or ever? Okay, ever. Our third speaker, Brian Edelman.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brian Edelman. I'm a junior. I'm going to be a junior next year at Queens College. I'm a co-founder of SFC, Students for Change. This is going to be my second year in Academic Senate and being involved with Student Association. I hope to work with everyone here on bridging the gap between students and faculty. I got a chance to speak to some of you as you walked in, and I'm looking forward to working with every single one of you. I was a member of the Hillel, and I'm the vice president of the Persian Club, so I am active on campus. I hope to be more active on campus, so that's where the executive committee comes in. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do this by ballot. Please show us your clickers, and we'll give you a ballot. Let's wait until they... Okay. Everyone who has a clicker has a ballot. Okay, you may vote for up to two people of these three.
Thank you.
Hi. Brian Edelman is elected by a majority of the vote, but we need to have a runoff ballot between Jamie Robinson and Ernst Pierre. Show us your voting cards. Okay, this is a failed election, so we have no decision on this. It will go to the nominating committee.
The first one was
15 and then 25 on the first ballot, and then 16, 24 on the second. Nominating Committee.
Once again, good afternoon. For Math and Sciences, I would like to nominate Michael Agalian. And for At Large, I would like to nominate David Arasta.
Hi, my name is Joanna Vargas, and I would like to nominate Sandra Babick for Nominating Committee.
Hi, I'm Ron Rothenberg of Math. I'd like to nominate Jaiwanti Mani to the she's from Environmental Sciences, to the Nominating Committee.
Okay.
M-A-N-N-I.
Manny, can I call upon you again to write these names on the board? Oh, okay. We have both students and faculty. So. Mark, could you spell the names? Oh, you're writing it down. Okay. Just to remind you that the students... Oh, okay. So, the division that Michael is from, the division that Mike and David. And Sandra Babick is at large. Are there any? Okay. Are there any other nominations for Math and Science? Students? Okay, then that seat is filled. Michael Agalian? Agalian. Forgive my ethnocentricity.
What division do you know?
Science.
Oh. Yeah, that's the student.
Wait a minute. This is, you're bringing a, this is a student. I'm sorry. I thought nobody else was. That's a student nomination. And that's from Math and Science? Then we need to do an election. Okay. And we have three in the sciences? Oh, no. Oh, okay. I can't read this. Okay. It's two. It's one. Okay. Okay. So for Math and Natural Sciences. And we also have two at large.
so.
Okay. You may each speak, math and natural sciences.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Agalian. I'm a double major in psychology, biology, and neuroscience. This is currently my fourth year in Queens College, and these 4 years I've been taking pre-med classes, and like I know how hard it is, and I really want to help the students out. I'm also part of research with Dr. Nomura's lab for psychology, and I'm really involved in the school. I'm the president of the Persian Club, and yeah, like, I try to be involved. And that's it. Thank you.
Jaywanti? Yeah, good.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jaywanti Manny, and I'm a sophomore here at Queens College. I'm a double major in geology and environmental science. In my 2 years here at Queens College, I've been involved in orientation leader and junior marshal, and I wanted to be able to get more involved. So I chose to be involved in Academic Senate. I feel like it's going to give me an opportunity to be more involved in the Queens College campus, and I would please elect me as your nominating committee. Thank you.
Okay. For Michael, stand up and hold up your voting cards. Okay, for Jaywanti. No election. Okay, for students at large, stand up and hold up your voting card for David.
We haven't heard from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. David, please speak. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is David Arosimanesh. I'm a lower junior senator from SFC. I'm a neuroscience and biology major. I'm also part of the Bio Honor Society, where we give free tutoring to students in the majority of the majors level science courses. I'm treasurer of Chabad of Queens College. And thank you very much for your time. And I'm sorry, my last name is really long, but please fill it out on the card. Thank you.
Sandra?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sandra Babick. I'm a freshman here at Queens College, currently a GPA of 3.7. I'm on a pre-med track, hoping to pursue a career in pediatrics. I'm a committed student, and I'm very determined to stay active in Academic Senate. So if you could please vote for me for nominating committee. Thank you.
Okay. Those who are voting for David, would you please stand up and hold up your voting card? Those who are voting for Sandra, please hold up your stand up and hold up your voting card. No election. Faculty nominations. We had one. We've done one. Any other nominations? For nominating committee, faculty?
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Have a good summer. See you in September. So.
Thank you. Gohota.
Have a good summer, did you?
Oh yeah, because I'm not gonna see you guys, right?
Right now, the executive committee decided they have a majority. They have an executive committee.